From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. The Board of Trustees at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. has voted to terminate the appointment of Jane Fernandez as president. Gallaudet is the premier institution for the education of deaf students in the United States. The appointment of Fernandez has been controversial from the start and prompted student strikes and sit-ins. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has been covering the story and joins us now. Joe, why did the trustees drop Jane Fernandez?
They had a tough choice. They met in an emergency session today. And the debate, something like this. Some trustees came in and called this meeting and said, look, the only way we can stop this crisis that's disrupted the campus for all of October and back into May is if we rescind our choice, our pick of Jane Fernandez to be the next president. And another group of trustees probably said, we can't rescind this choice. If we change our choice, then we've let protesters have power over us. But in the end, those people who were reluctant to rescind this choice, they realized that, well, if they wanted to get past this very, very bitter point in the history of this school, they didn't really have much choice but to tell Jane Fernandez to leave and to start again looking for a president.
Joe, what was the root of all this? Why didn't the students, faculty, and alumni like Jane Fernandez? She was deaf, and they had been saying all along that it was very important to have a deaf person heading the college.
Well, I think the key word is what you said, like. They don't like her. She'd been an administrator at Gallaudet for about 11 years. She made some tough decisions. She made a lot of enemies in some of the choices she made in her previous posts in the administration. Some people didn't trust her because of the fact that even though she's deaf, she grew up learning to speak and to read lips. She didn't learn sign language until she was 23. But for her, she said that was a breakthrough in her life. And as a result, she dedicated her life to educating deaf people.
Let's talk a little bit now about Gallaudet. The institution is facing some problems recently. They have a poor graduation rate, I understand.
They have a 30% graduation rate. That shows something about how difficult it is to educate deaf students because classes are going on sometimes in two languages. And many of the students now can go to other colleges because after 1988, the Gallaudet student revolution of 1988 helped lead to the passage of anti-discrimination laws against people with disabilities. And those laws also require colleges and universities to provide interpreters for students who go to any other college. So you don't have to go to Gallaudet anymore. So, number one, you have more choices and expectations have been raised. And then you come to Gallaudet, this place where there's this fear that people aren't getting the education they need to sort of make those dreams come true. And I think that's part of what created this these protests, that this was a volatile mixture of sort of fear of the future and dislike of this person who'd been chosen.
NPR's Joseph Shapiro, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Debbie.